Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks. Ah, yes. You're listening to Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.abe.book. Here with me yet again, another incredible opportunity to live a sober day. So my first thought every day: and that puts me and keeps me in a very unentitled state of mind as I go throughout the day. This is all house money. This is all grace. This is all a gift. Before I get into today's exciting show, I do want to thank everyone who follows me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. I want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast and has helped us actually be rated now on Apple. I talked about it last time, how we are charting there. And it's a good feeling. And I want to thank everyone for your support and express my glee over the fact that the Sarcastic Big Book is understood as well as it is, and is helping and making people laugh as often as it is. Just thrilled about all of it. Had to start by saying all that. So, I have my French roast coffee. I'm ready to roll today. I'm ready to do this. This is really exciting. I hope you have a beverage, a libation, some kind of... I hope you're ready for this. I don't know if you could be ready for this. Remember last time, the last show, I had a guest on who had gone through the steps quickly in about a month. Incredible experience. And that was Maureen. And I have another guest, another person, another wonderful human being who has had a parallel experience as the one that Maureen described. And I'm going to let her tell you all about it, but I'm so glad she's here with us. Please help me welcome from Berlin, Germany, Ruchi.
Can I say hi now?
Yes, you can say hi now.
I'm so excited to be here. And I have to say that I started listening to this podcast about a year ago. Like, there were just a few episodes on, and I'm just so excited to be actually on it now. This is crazy.
I'm so happy that you're on it. It's so good to see you. We're doing this on Zoom, and it's great to see your smiling face as always. So maybe you want to just... you know, explain what led you to this point right now and what happened and why we're talking today and however you want to do that. And I'll ask questions as we go.
Okay. I want to start with my childhood. No, I'm just I got into drinking, really enjoying drinking, and not knowing that there is something like alcoholism, really. I don't know if there's a point in rambling on. The short story is that I was really stuck. I was struggling. I was not having the experiences described in the book, but I did not know that it could be improved. I thought that's how good it gets that I'm not drinking. My marriage is still in place. I somehow do not offend people as much as I used to before.
And how long did that go on for?
That went on for around 2 years,
Right. And
right? And yeah, then I found my way back into sex addiction, and that was really painful. I shared it with some of the people I trusted in the AA fellowship. And I was immediately labeled as you're a sex addict and you're not doing your program right. That's why this is happening to you. And you're being dishonest right now. So I kind of found myself in a situation where I had nowhere to go. Like, who do I share it with? And do I go to SLA? And that's when I was in contact with you and I was in terrible pain. I was close to end everything. I wanted to stop contact with anybody and everybody, and I was not accessible to, like, emotionally accessible to my husband or my family. And I remember you said something, it could be something which is unhealed, and then there is this another program that I could get some help with. So I started doing that, and I found, oh God, it's
You're talking about ACA?
yes, I'm talking about ACA.
Gotcha.
It was really, really helpful for me to recognize where it is stemming from.
Right.
That was nice. That was a relief. But what happened on that path was, we were in a group where we were answering the questions of first step in ACA, and it's a lot about answering questions of your past. And it went on for like 3 to 4 months that I was just doing, unboxing stuff,
Right.
and there was no recovery. So I was still like in so much pain and not knowing the right tools. And with this COVID thing, you started this group on Zoom, and I was like, oh, I so want it. I so much. So, like, that was a opening for me too.
So then you came to this group where we started doing the steps really fast, right out of the big book.
Right.
And
Out of the book.
what happened?
First thing which happened was I realized as an alcoholic, whatever I think is not alcoholic thinking. That was very important for me. I have been using that as defense with my husband that, you know what? I'm more selfish, I'm more fearful, I'm more anxious, jealous, codependent, etc., because I'm an alcoholic.
Right.
So when this thing became clear for me that it's not my alcoholic thinking that I binge watch Netflix for 3 days, it's just my procrastination.
Right.
I was I found myself leveled up, like I'm not more fucked up. So it's not like I would never find the right tools to
Right.
like heal. That was the starting point. The other understanding that I got there was, I mean, in terms of, I have never gone through the book in this way. It was like totally opposite of what is mentioned in the book that was on my mind about the disease and about the recovery. I thought it is a threefold disease, and I thought spiritual malady is the major component of my disease, and nobody else has it but alcoholic. So I
Right.
was looking at everybody as like, oh, whatever. That
Right.
was the past. So what happened in this group is we started doing the steps. The most profound experience I had was obstetric. And it was so personal. It was so important for me that nobody was telling me that this is how you should identify your God or describe your God or higher power. It was totally up to me to describe, to understand what my higher power is for me. And then it became easier for me to believe that I can turn it over.
Right.
And we did not waste any time after that to launch into inventory. And to my amazement, I was so surprised that I was pumped up to do step four.
Right.
Like, this has not happened before, and I have not heard it from other people in fellowship that I'm excited to remove the shit which is blocking me from God.
Right.
I was so pumped up for it.
Right.
And we did it like right next day. We
Yes.
were done with our step four in 2 days. We looked at our part and not into my reflection, you know, like it was before that I'm beating myself up. Like, oh, you're such a codependent person. You're never going to get out of it. Or let me swim in my self-pity for
Right.
some time and
Right.
then I will, at my comfort, get out of it.
Right.
So the plot became really clear to me why I'm doing this, and I do not need to be attached to the shit I have. I do not need to like smear it all over me and smell it and romanticize it. I have to become more useful, and that's why
Right.
I'm doing it. It's
Yes.
not that I'm doing it so that I would be more happy or I mean, that's a byproduct of doing this.
Right.
So I do not lose the plot. It was amazing from there on.
So you did the inventory in a couple days and you felt
Then,
relief right away, and then what
yes.
happened?
Then I found somebody in the group who I completely trust, and I feel like they are on a spiritual plane that I could share my inventory or my part with. That experience to me was godlike. It was very, very peaceful when I read out my part to this person, and they were very gentle with it. They did not psychoanalyze me or like give me a solution. They did not hand me an answer. That was just beautiful. That happened. And when this happened, I think I'd already done six and seven and eight, that I was ready to have these things removed from me so I could be more useful, and I was ready to make amends. It was a time that I was going to go on a vacation with my husband,
That's right.
and it was an opportunity if I could actually make an amend. I don't know. It was like I didn't want it to go like it went the last time. And the last time my amends were like, I apologize for my behavior. I am an alcoholic.
That was your amends.
That was my amends the first time
Right.
that I did it. So this time I had thoroughly written out my part in all my relationships and how I had been selfish in the relationship, and my amends were completely different. My motive of making the amend was not to just mend the relationship, but I wanted to improve the experience of this person with me. And it came from heart. My husband ha has tough time in such situations of confrontation. So he did not react emotionally and he did not want to go into details. But my whole vacation changed after that. That when I was hurting, I was able to understand that I'm in self and I could get out of it and I could think of improving his experience. And it is developing and growing every day. Every day.
Did anybody go over how to make amends with you as you were doing it, or did you run it past people or anything like that?
Not this time. Not this time. It was totally between God and me. And I did not know when it is going to happen. We were just sitting outside, we were talking, and it felt like the words came flowing, like my heart was open.
Right.
And I wanted to love this person.
Right. So how's it been? It's all incredible what you're sharing. How has your work life changed?
Oh God, I cannot explain it. I was talking to somebody earlier and I told them that I have not been so productive and busy in like my entire sobriety or my entire career as I've been in these weeks. And my work life has changed in terms that I'm reaching out to people more to offer my service. I'm not stepping over people, being insecure of taking control. There was one situation which I really want to mention to the listeners that somebody who is an authoritative figure yelled at somebody else, and I was my default would have been to ignore the situation because it was not me. But my job there is to bring harmony, and I cannot step back from that.
Right.
So I wrote back to this person of authority. At first I was offended, so I took pause and the thing I learned from my fourth step was empathy, and I could actually feel why this person is acting out. My whole attitude towards the situation and this person changed, and I wrote to them that I can only imagine the stress you must be going through to have responded in a harsh way to this person, and how can I help you?
Right.
And this could not have happened before. This could have like snowballed into a major drama thing,
Right.
and I would have enjoyed it in my earlier life, but now it just is so uncomfortable and painful to passively be in this situation, not do anything about it, and or to respond in a harsh manner. I just don't, my attitude has changed now. To this email, this person responded that they do not want a lasting misunderstanding, and they really appreciate me reaching out, and they apologized for what they said, which is so incredible. It is so
Yes.
incredible in my experience. It has never happened in my life. I'm very, 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 I experience God there. Yeah.
So, God's your employer. You feel that.
God's my employer. I completely feel that, that I do not have to be afraid to bring my truth
Right.
or my love
Right.
because God is my employer,
Right.
job or no job.
Right. Yes. Yes. I agree with that. I feel that too. So if you could sum up your message, how would you do that? What would you want to say to people in a summarized way? People who are maybe have been in AA and are not having that experience, or because I mean, we met because you were struggling,
Yes.
and I mean, it's the same with Maureen. You guys are good friends now, I know, and
Yes.
it's the same. You could vouch for the change that's happened in her.
Oh my God, yes.
And the same with you. I mean, you were two very miserable, unhappy people,
Yes.
and now you I mean, to see you now, you're glowing. You're smiling.
It's a miracle.
It's been this way since the group, really.
Yes,
And
I've
we
experienced
talk
it.
about it in the group how it's gonna, I don't know, like my experience with all this is that it works better and better and better and better and better. And it doesn't go straight up, but it zigzags upward, you know? It's not like things don't happen. It's not like you don't get into self. It's not like you don't mess up. It's not like you don't, you know, have fear return and you use the tools and it goes away. And
Yes.
there's degrees of it. It doesn't go straight up, but it does get better and better and better.
Yes.
And you know, it's incredible. So, anyways, I was gonna ask you. I mean, I asked you if you could summarize your message. What would you say?
Want to write a book about
You do,
it.
huh?
But I completely agree with you that those things are they are life. They're part of life. Resentments come, but I do not act in a self-centered way now. And it's not just about praying or wishing them away. I now have the tools when I can ask myself, if God is channeling through me, what is God wanting me to do here? How can I be helpful to this person who is right now probably in pain?
Right. Wow.
It's the same with fear. Oh my God, I was so amazed to, like, this was the first time probably that I understood the tool is not just like praying for God, what would you want me to be, but actually demonstrate.
Yes.
It's an action. So like when I was in fear that this person could fire me, I have God demonstrate through me that I can bring my truth. I cannot be afraid here.
Yes.
Not afraid. So I want to, my message to people who would be struggling, like I was struggling then, was if you're recognizing that there is something missing, it's probably God. That was my experience. So finding God, then get out of self and stay out of self. That would be my message, I
Thank you.
think.
Thank you so much, Ruchi. Now it's time to ask you some questions, unrelated, seemingly, to recovery.
Oh,
So,
ready.
okay, you ready?
Yes.
You have $20 in 15 minutes. You go to a drugstore. What do you leave with?
Shampoo and a face wash and a small perfume, nail paint.
Okay.
Think that'd be trendy, yeah.
Do you have Taco Bell over there in Germany?
No.
Okay, then I'll ask you a different question. What were the last three songs you listened to on purpose?
On purpose?
Yes.
Oh God, this is so cliche. You don't know those songs. Are Meera Bhajans? They are like Krishna Bhakti. It is Payo Ji Maine Ram Ratan Dhan Payo.
Awesome.
Hare Krishna by ISKCON Music. And what was the third song? I love you, baby.
Yeah.
That was the
Nice. Awesome. Okay. Well, that sums it up. We're done.
Also,
We're done today.
oh,
Thank you
I'm so
so much.
excited. Yay, thanks to you for asking me to talk. This is so exciting.
We'll have you back on at some point for sure.
Awesome.
Okay.
Wish everybody a great sober day.
Yes.
Incredible.
Thank you so much, Ruchi. I love you.
Thank you. I love you so much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
Bye.
bye. There it is. There you have it. She was in Alcoholics Anonymous for years, very unhappy, did the steps very quickly, had a profound psychic change, a real psychic change. Real spiritual awakening, and it's incredible. And now all that she wants to do is help people. Same with Maureen. Same with some other people I'll have on the show as well. So, really incredible. I hope that helped someone. And I really do. And they do too. I know that if they can help anyone, they want to. They make that really clear all the time. So I want to say hi to my friends. I want to particularly say hello today to my dear friend, Mary, who I know is listening, who is just a wonderful example of Alcoholics Anonymous and love. Just wanted to say hi. Let you know that I adore you. So that's it. My coffee's gone. I pounded it like a psycho. I just put it in a funnel and drank it like a lunatic. Just kidding, but it is gone. And that's it. And I'm gonna go run. I'm gonna go run like a psycho. I run. I measured it out. I run 2.2 miles every day. Well, 6 days a week. So, it's pretty cool. That is why my nickname, as some of you know, is Blur. Because I'm so fast, you can't even see me anymore. It takes me like 3 minutes to run that distance. I'm not funny, but I will say to anyone who needs to hear it that everything is okay. And I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you'll do the same.